This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem and Ruchim Aboyim. Tonight, we talk about Kanoyis. Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas is the quintessential Kanoi. He's the symbol. He was the Kanoi that the Rabbeinu Shloilom gives credit. The proper Kanoi. B'kanoi is kinasi. B'soicham lechilisi is b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi. What is kanoyis? Are there halachas to kanoyis? Who should be a kanoi? On what should you be a kanoi? When should you be a kanoi? And how to do kanoyis? In Shulchan Aruch, we don't have clear halachas. Hilchas Kanoyis. There's no special chapter, special perik in halacha of how to be a Kanoi and all the detailed halachas of Kanoyis. Yet when we learn the parsha, when we're ma'ayin into the story of Pinchas, into the anhog of Pinchas, a lot could be learnt. It sheds great light on what is kanoyis and who is a kanoi and when should kanoyis be done and what should kanoyis look like. Of course, the story of Pinchas was an extreme case. The story of Pinchas was Boil Aramis. Someone was being boiled. One of the Shiftei Ka was being boiled. When the Nesi'i Shiftei Ka was being boiled, a Aramis in public. Yet, from Pinchas we learn all forms of kanoyis, how one should be a kanoi, and when should one be a kanoi. Many people like kanoyis. They enjoy it. You see people, they're being kanoi over every little thing. They're always taking a stand and putting a protest to everything from Dvarim Ruchniyim to Midas to what's right or wrong. Kanoi, and they like it. You see that they have a Schwachkeit, so to speak. They enjoy it. A lot of times, people like the kanoi. He's brazen. He states his mind. He's powerful. I believe if the person likes the kanois, and if the kanoi is being liked, he's probably not a kanoi, and he's probably puzzled for the kanois. Kanois that you like, and kanois that you are liked because you're doing it, does heishnish ken kanois. That's not kanois. As we read in the parsha about Pinchas, neither of the two was true by Pinchas. Not Pinchas wanted to do what he did, definitely didn't enjoy it, and not he was liked for doing it. As a matter of fact, they wanted to kill him. One of the pshatim of why the Rebbeinu Shlom gave Lachain, I give him Brisi Shalom, peace, was a protection, because they wanted to kill him for what he did. Pinchas definitely didn't enjoy what he did. As a matter of fact, Chazal point out and tell us that as Pinchas was killing Zimri, he was davening to the Rebbeinu Shloilam that Zimri should be pyrish, that Zimri should do tshuva, that he shouldn't have to kill Zimri. Atadas is a kanoi, Rabbi Yisai. A kanoi is wishing that he never has to do it. He never has to go through with it. He davens for the person, that the person should be protected, both physically and his honor and his dignity. He really doesn't want to do the kanois. He's basically forced. The les breira, atadas is a kanoi. This is the essence of kanoyis. Hanayis is not an act of what people call zealotry. A person is always taking a stand. It's that he's being pushed, and as soon we'll learn and explain what is pushing him, what pushes the Kanoi, but it's definitely not something that he wants to do, and definitely not enjoys to do, and is definitely not going to be glorified for doing it. Chazal tell us that Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen, we know who Pinchas was. Why are we miyachas him? Why are we giving the lineage of Pinchas? Chazal tell us, it's quoted in Rashi, Sanhedrin Samach Pei Beis, Rashi explains from the Gemara that they were being mevazahim, erisim and puti zeh, shepitim avi ima agolim lavoy dezara, v'horag nasi shevet, lefikach ba'akosiv yichzach ha'arim. They were saying that he had the genes of a grandfather that was Oyved Avodah Zarah. He fattened animals for Avodah Zarah, and his act of kanoyis stams. It's rooted. The genes are from there. So the Torah says no. The Torah is made that actually his kanoyis comes from Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was Oyev Shalom, the Roid of Shalom. And the Makar, the root of his Kanoyis, Pinchas, was Oyev Shalom and Roid of Shalom. It wasn't hatred. It wasn't to hurt the other person. It's the opposite. He cared very much. He came from a very good place, from a Makar Tahar. Kanoyis has to come from a very pure place. And if it's not, as we see pshat in this Chazal, then it's Avodah Zarah. Aaron HaKohen is an extreme in good, in Ava. He's the extreme, he's the ultimate. It needs to come from the ultimate Mekor HaTov, from the ultimate root of good, from the best of place. And if not, then it's Avodah Zarah. Why can't it be somewhere in the middle? It's not Aaron HaKohen, but it's not Avodah Zarah. It's an act. Makes sense. It's something that a person, he calculated that it's right to do. Chazal teach us, and that's the pshat in this Rashi, it's either or. It's either Aaron HaKohen, the ultimate Oyev Shalom or Oyev Shalom, or if not, then the other extreme is what this kanoyis is. It's Avodah Zarah. A very high bar for kanoyis, Rabbi Yisai. Before a person does kanoyis, does he do cheshbon ha-nefesh? Does he think deep into his action, deep into his heart, where it comes from, why is he doing this? Is he doing it from Ahava? If he's doing it from Ahava, he'll daven to the Eibishta that he shouldn't have to do it. He'll daven to the Rabbeinu Shloilam to save the person that he's being mekane against. Atadosis Pinchas. And if not, you're being ke'ilu Oyved Avodah Zarah. The Makar is Avodah Zarah. I've always asked, Avodah Zarah, what does it have to do with killing? He killed an Asi Shevet. He murdered. If the grandfather was a murderer, then I understand. You're saying, oh, the genes of killing come from there. But it had to do with Avodah Zarah, what the grandfather did. How is it connected to what Pinchas did, which is to kill? Efshekem et Zagin Rabbo Yisai. Chazal tell us, kalakayis kiloi ved Avodah Zarah. When someone gets angry, it has overtones of Avodah Zarah in it. The pshat in the Chazal, kas means that you don't fully realize that the Rabbeinu Shloilam runs the world, and that's why you get angry at things. You're getting angry, the Rabbeinu Shloilam fit the Welt, what are you upset about? Others understand it, that a kas means he loses himself completely. His mind is completely lost at that moment from his anger. And he loses the fear of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. That there's a Rabbeinu Shloilam. He loses, it's like a blind spot. Kas makes a person completely not bedas. Doesn't have control over his thought. He loses his mind completely. It's an expression in English. When a person is bekasi, he lost his mind. He lost it. What did he lose? He lost the das, the control, to focus. Avodah Zarah. So with this we could explain that when they connected Maisa Pinchas to Yisrael's Avodah Zarah, because they thought it's kas. He got angry. And anger, according to Chazal, is connected to Avodah Zarah. That's the pshat in Shepitim. They connected the act of Pinchas to the Avodah Zarah because they thought he did it from anger. Because kanoyis could come from anger. And many times, the kanoi talks from anger. And he acts from anger. That's Avodah Zarah. Kanoyis has to not be with anger at all. Kanoyis has to be bedas, miyushiv, the opposite, from love, from ahava. That's Kanoyis. When asked, who is a Kanoi? And what is Kanoi? Who could be a Kanoi? If these are the conditions, if this is what kanoyis is, there's a very famous Chiddush Arim. Chiddush Arim says, "Bekanis kinosi b'soicham." They all asked him before Hashem, "What's b'soicham?" We'll say different pshatim from the Rishonim a little later in the shir. But one of the pshatim says the Chiddush Arim is b'soicham. He created. He was mechadish kanoyis in Klal Yisrael. He instilled this midah till Pinchas came. No one symbolized kanoyis. Like you have the obvious, each Av, Avram is Chesed, and Yitzhak is Tefillah, and Yaakov is Torah. Pinchas is kanoyis. He's the Av of kanoyis. He taught Klal Yisrael. He was Mashrish. He rooted kanoyis b'soicham in every yid. Every yid has a shtickle Pinchas in him. From this parsha, from the mice of Pinchas. So what is kanoyis? It's ahava. Pinchas is kanoyis, is kanoyis. If it's not Pinchas is kanoyis, it's not. Might even be an act of avodah zarah. One of the halachas of kanoyis, of Pinchas' Kanoyim Poygim Boy, Boyal Aramis is the story, it was Boyal and Aramis. Halach is Boyal Aramis, Kanoyim Poygim Boy, Halach of Emerike, which means that this is the halach that the Kanoy is able to hit, to be Pegeya in the person who's doing the Averim, want to kill him? Yet Ve'ein Moirin Kane, the Bezdin won't paskin this when he comes to ask the Shaila. Why? It's an interesting, if that's not Lacha, let the Bezdin paskin it. The Farshim explain, Kanoyis is not a Bezdin psak. Kanoyis is not, the Torah tells you to go do it. Kanoyis, the Torah tells you if you want to do it, if it's something that hurts you deeply, it disturbs you deeply, and therefore you want to go make a stand, you're allowed to go do it. Ad kedei kach, Chazal tell us that if Zimri turned around and killed Pinchas, he would be 100% right for doing it. And Pilchas was taking his life into his own hands by killing Zimri, because he was a roidev. There is no psak. It's not a bezdin. People walk around all the time. Spoke to this, and I got a psak halacha, kanoyis and psak halacha. Don't go in the same sentence. There's no psak to be a kanoi. There's no psak halacha of kanoi and pagamai. It's the halacha. And the taich is because the kanoi, it has to be something which is close to his heart. It's something that disturbs him, and he goes into action when he sees what he sees, and it bothers him so much that he jumps into action. But no one can tell him to go do it. The kasha, we must ask. But Pichas did come to ask. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, go do it. Kraina the Igris of the Liava Pervanka. The one who reads the letter, the declaration, he's the one who, when he reads it, he should go and follow it through. When a king sends a declaration, hear ye, this is what the king wants. The one who reads it, he should be the one who fulfills the decree. Why? And on the other hand, the question is, if that was the halach, and he heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, as Pinchas tells Moshe, you did not teach us. Moshe, did you not teach us? Kanoyim, poyim, bay. Moshe says, yes, go do it. So he did come to ask, what's the pshat? And I think the Teretz Raboisai is avada. It doesn't come with a psak bezn, but you still have to ask. You need to be sure. Either Pilchas wanted to be sure that he heard it right, or he wanted to be sure, even if that's the halacha, that he could do it, if he's doing it right. And if he's the kanoi, that's the one that's to do it. Kanoyis needs to be thought out properly, and it needs to be discussed with Gedolim. Pinchas was teaching that he knew the halacha, but he wanted to be sure, and he wanted to double check if what he's doing was right. And as we soon will see, because kanoyis, even if it's the right thing, but it's not coming for the right reasons, is possible. And even if it's the right thing, for the right reasons, sometimes it's not the right move. Sometimes it's not the right reaction, as we will soon see as well. Kanoyis is extremely sensitive. That's the word I'd like to use. Extremely sensitive din. Not poshut. That's it, let's go. There's a very famous vart. Vayikach roimach. What is vayikach? Pinchas, vayikach roimach. Bali Drush explained that Pinchas took the roimach. He wasn't holding it. He had to take it out of the holster, so to speak. Vayikach, a lesson. In other words, just say that he killed him. Why do we have, he took a roimach and he killed him? And the answer is, don't be holding the roimach. A lot of people are quick, they're swift to react. Vayikach roimach. He took it. It wasn't out. It had to be taken out. The proper kanoyis needs to be analyzed. Are you doing it for the right reasons? What's underlying in your kanoyis and why you want to be mekana? There's a meridik of vart from the Rishna. Beautiful. Rabbi Yisroel says l'chein emor hini noisleis b'risi shalom. He's getting a reward. Why is he getting this reward? Tachas Ashekine Leilekov Vayichaper al Bnei Yisrael. Tachas. Vaisle Lazari Achra Briskun Asoilam. Tachas Ashekine Leilekov. Tachas. Tachas means instead of. Ze tachas ze. When you want to switch something, you give this tachas ze. So the word shouldn't be tachas. The right, correct word maybe would have been more biglal or asher kinei leilekov. The word tachas seems like it's a zeh lezeh, this for this. Says the Rishna Meir deKavart, it's a different teher. What the Torah and what the Rabbeinu Shlom sending a message, tachas, what's underneath. The underlying reason why he did it. We always have to look tachas, beyond the surface. Why is the Kanoi doing it? And the answer is here by Pinchas, Asher kinei leilekov v'echar pral b'nei Yisrael. One, he was Kanoi for the Rabbeinu Shlom, and he was trying to protect Klal Yisrael with this. That was the underlying reason of his Kanoyis. Always check. Always double check. Always search for the underlying agenda of the Kanoi and make sure that it's tahar, make sure it's kosher. I told you that not only do you have to do it for the right reasons, but even if the halacha is so by Kanoyis, and you're doing it for the right reasons, maybe it's not always the right thing. That's not always the right response. Maybe your tikkun that you think you're doing in the Kanoyis is a kilkul. It needs a lot of weighing with das Torah, gedolim who see past, present, future. Eina Eda, they're the eyes, they see, they have clear vision. Every Navi was called a Tzaifa. Why was he called a Tzaifa? He saw far. Tzaifa means when you go up on a high, like a watchtower, you're able to see very far. Why? Because you're high up. The Navi, the Manik, he's high up and he sees Tzaifa very far into the future. What looks like a good Kanoyis, a good tactic of how to protest in front of you here today might have its toitsoyis, its kilkulim. It might cause things in the future which could be negative. This I saw from a pshat from the Beis Yisrael, Muridik Deher, Beis Yisrael, Sosi Yagin Aleinu, Ger Rebbe. He asks an interesting aura. Last week's parsha is the story of Pinchas. Yet in this week's parsha, the next parsha, we talk about the schar, the reward. In last week's parsha, where he did the act, should be the story of the reward. Why is there a hefsik, a break? The story last week and the reward this week. In the next parsha, says the Beis Yisrael, you need to wait for the dust to settle. And every kanoyis, we can't judge it at the moment. You need to know more and see more and give it time. Was it l'shem shamayim? And were the toitzois, were the results a positive or a negative? The Torah is teaching us, don't comment on the kanoyis till you know if the halacha was halacha, it was the right halacha. But was he the right person? Did he do it l'shem shamayim? And was it the right thing to do? Zok the Torah, tachas ashekine leilekav, it was the right thing. He did it for the right reasons, tachas ashekine leilekav. And it was also the right thing by Yechaper al B'nai Yisrael. And that takes time in history. History will teach us Kanoyis, if it was the right thing or not. Not everything in front of us, what we see and think is the right reaction, is always the right reaction. This is the conditions that have to be met in Kanoyis. No wonder that we have one Kanoi, Pinchas, and he becomes Eliyahu. We don't have many Kanoim. Kanoim, Pinchas. Pinchas, who got it right. He remains the Kanoi through the Doiris. Eliyahu, we're soon going to get to the Haftarah where Eliyahu says, Kana Kinesi Lashem. Pinchas is Kanois. He became the Kanoi because he was the proper Kanoi. Because he was Taka, the legitimate Kanoi. He was the Kanoi Kahalacha, Sh'asa Kahalacha, that he did Kahalacha. There's a very famous question. Why is it that Pilchus gets his reward in this world? L'chein emoir. Tell him. Hinini noisen leis brisi shalom. I'm going to give him the bris shalom. Rashi says, "Bedinu sheitul scharai." He deserves his reward in this world. We know what was his reward, that he lived forever. The question is, schar b'hayal meleka. There's no reward in this world. So why is Pinchas getting the reward? And Bedinhu, it's right for him to get. What is it about Pinchas and what he did that the rules don't apply to him? Of schar b'hayal meleka. So the Pasha Pshat, of course, is you don't get reward in this world because you get it in the next world. But Pinchas is not going to the next world. Rishayim don't get schar in the next world. They get it here, Chazal tell us. And the reason is simple, because they're not going to the next world. So Pinchas, who is here, Chai v'kayim l'oilam, so bedinu shi'itul scharai. He needs to get his reward. He's not going to the next world. He's staying here till Eliyahu, till Mashiach. So bedinu shi'itul scharai b'hayam. The Chasam Sofer says a different pshat. The Chasam Sofer says, what is the reward of a person who does a mitzvah in this world? Doesn't get any reward? No. Of course, there's a reward in the next world because there's nothing in this world that could compensate and that could be a tashlum, a payment for what the mitzvah. Mitzvah is a lot greater than anything a person could get in this world as a payment. Yet there is a reward somewhat in this world, and that is what the Mishnah tells us. Schar mitzvah is mitzvah. That the reward of a mitzvah is another mitzvah. Says the Chasam Sofer, that means that if you do a mitzvah of, for example, chesed, so the reward is more chesed and more chesed. The Rabbi Yisham gives you more opportunities to do that chesed. The Rabbi Yisham should give more opportunities that people should do aveiris and you should be a kanoi, says Chasam Sofer. The Rabbi Yisham doesn't want that. And the Mela Schar of the Kanois by Al Maleka, right? So Bedinhu Sheitul Scharai. He has to get a different reward. Of course, there's Olam Haba. That's not the discussion. But the reward that is granted in this world to Oisa Mitzvah, that form of reward cannot be for Pinchas the Kanoi. Because he can't have that the Rebbeinu Shleilam gives him, again, people should do averis, that he should be a kanoi. I would like to add a little bit, from a little bit angle, to add a little bit. The schar can't be kanois, because kanois is not something that you should be happy to do and want to do. You can't go to a kanoi and give him the schar that it hurts him. It pains him. The kanoi is the person who doesn't sleep at night from the kanois that he has to do. As du schlafst bei Nacht von der kanois that you're going to do, du kannst schlafen, that means you're not a kanoi. It has to disturb you so deeply that it disturbs your sleep. So what are you telling him? I have reward for you, that you'll be able to keep on being a kanoi. You want to give him a reward. Kanoyas can't be a reward. Psoev is learning it because Rabbi Yisrael doesn't want to continue this cycle of Aveirin Kanoyas, Aveirin Kanoyas. Nefshekem in Tzulegin. Vos gista maschar, zolzaina kanois, and ish can grow so schar. Tzani belebenish. And that's a kanoi. The bar is very high for kanois. And after we finish explaining the DNA of a kanois, and after we finish explaining what a kanois really is, almost nobody could reach that bar of kanoyis, of what really kanoyis is. And it took a Pinchas. And it's not Pinchas ben Elazar. It's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. To the greatest extent of Toiv, Aaron HaKohen. Kanoyis can't be a person's hobby. Can't be a chronic kanoyi. It has to be a kanoyis that he is forced and that he's limited to where only where he has to and where he has no choice. You know, the Chazal tell us that a Bezdin that killed more than once in 70 years is a Bezdin Katlonis. It's called the Bezdin that murders. It's a murderous Bezdin. The killing a reitzeach, or someone who's chayiv misa, that's a kanoyis. That's a form of taking a stand, din mishpat, what's right. And yet, there's nothing to zavchparimin. There's nothing to be proud that you did it for more than once in 70 years. Or nefsha kanoyis is the zelbazach, a mensch was barimtzach, that he's a kanoi, and he was mekana. Maybe more than once in 7 years. I don't mean literally. You can't be a kanoi katlonis either, Rabbi Yisrael. Machen zicher. The kanoi is far and scarce in between episodes of kanois. Chronic kanois. A hobby kanois. Das ist nicht kanois, Rabbi Yisrael. Notice something interesting in the wording of the pasuk. V'hoyselay lazare achra briskuna tachas hashekine lelekav. Lelekav, lelekim. It's not his. He was mekana for his Rabbeinu Shlom, for his God. It should say tachas hashekine lelekim. I think we could say one of two pshatim Rabbi Yisrael, and both are meyudik deheres. They speak volumes of what kanoyis really is. You know, a lot of times you have people who do kanoyis and make protests, and they give musr, and they themselves don't keep the things that they're making kanoyis about. How many times we find people who will scream at the other guy in shul for talking, and they themselves talk. And oddly enough, it's more often than not. the ones that are screaming to be quiet are the ones that are talking. I don't know why that is. Maybe because it's a guilt feeling that he talks, he screams at the other person while he talks. We could analyze it psychologically where that comes from a different time. But Akol Panim, Tachas Hashekineh, Leloikim, no, Leloikov. It's got to be your Elohim, which means you keep those mitzvahs that you're being mekana for. It can't be that you're screaming he should be religious. It's that you're religious and you want him to be like you. Tachas Hashekineh, not Lelekim. Religion, no, your. Something that you keep, your religion, that you keep those mitzvahs, you can be mekana. Maybe we could see even a deeper pshat. Beautiful, beautiful deher. Very deep, very with a lot of depth. Elikov, the kanoyas has to be that it's personal. It's my Rabbeinu Shalom. It's my Torah. It's my Rabbeinu Shalom, my father. It's the Torah, his Torah, the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah. What you're doing is disgracing Elokim Shali. Avi, it's my father. It's his Torah. And that I take personal. And that's the Kanoi. The Kanoi is that he was touched personally by what he saw. It hurt him because he takes it personal. Tachas asher kinei leleikov. Tell you all the story from a barber, and then we'll get to the pasuk. The barber saw talmidim in the yeshiva that were reading newspapers, European newspapers. We're not like the Heintike today. We're zeichet to have newspapers, teiridike newspapers. Ah, beautiful. But amol, I used to say that, and that they weren't the blot. The newspaper in Yiddish is called the blot. We used to call them the Yiddish blatter. It wasn't blat, it was blatter, dirt. Kfira, and ridiculing Torah and mitzvahs. And Rabbi Ber sees a bacher reading one such newspaper that ridicules, and it's antagonistic against the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And he tells the bach, I don't understand you. How could you read such a newspaper? I watch, and it bothers me. You're reading this newspaper. Why? Because this newspaper is talking against your father. Talks against my father? Yes, it's talking against your father. The Tatan Himmel, the Rabbeinu Shalom, your father. Would you read a newspaper that all the articles are ridiculing your father? You wouldn't take such a newspaper into your house? You definitely wouldn't sit there and read it. The Tata, the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's being offended by what's written in this paper, so how could you go and read it? I mean, years ago, someone did me a taiva. Years ago, someone did me a taiva. When I came to thank him, he says to me, "But you don't have to thank me. I owe it to you." How do you owe it to me? I promised your father I would help you. I'm thinking, where does he know my father? I asked him, I said, Chabid, where do you know my father from? And he points upwards with his finger up and he says, your father, the Rabbeinu Shalom, I promised him I'd help you. After Echa Kamecha. That's how a Yid has to view the Tata. It's a real relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Tachas Ashekine, not Lelikim. But tachas hashekine leleikov, and this is what we promised the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And listen carefully, Rabboisai, shashen at the hair. We promise this to the Rabbeinu Shloilam that we will fight for his honor because he's our Elokim. When we left Mitzrayim and we went through Kriyas Yamsuf. And we owed so much Hakaras HaTayv to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and we announced in song, Ze Keili V'anveyu. Don't say Elokim, Keili. It's mine, my personal. I saw the Kesher, the Rabbeinu Shloilam, you took care of me like a son. I saw how much love Kriyas Yamsuf was an ad. Chazal even tell us that it wasn't muddy at all. Barisha made it that they should be able to walk. The sides were the walls made from the waters were like crystals. Midrashim say how beautiful Kriyas Yamsuf was. It was like walking in a beautiful museum. Why did Barisha go the extra mile, so to speak? Why did Barisha go out of his way to make Kriyas Yamsuf beautiful in the Torah? It's because he loves us. So we promise back to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Zeh Keli, it's mine. As a matter of fact, Chazal even tell us that when they pointed Zeh Keli, what did they say, Zeh Keli? We know this Keli. This is the Keli that took care of us. Tachas atapuach hayarticha. When the Egyptians wanted to kill the children, The ground swallowed them by the tree, and the Rabbi Yishim gave them honey and fed them. That's the Keli. It's personal connection. There's kesher. There's love. Zeh Keli. V'anveyu. And therefore, in return, I will glorify him. Part of V'anveyu is to be mekane l'shmei. Part of V'anveyu is to stand for his covet. Zeh Keli V'anveyu is the mekor of the kanoyis. To glorify the Rabbi Yishlam, because I love you, Rabbi Yishlam, because there's a kesher nafshi, av ben, tatin himu, you took care. And I owe you, vanveyu, that I will stand for your honor. Tachas asher kine leiloi kov. Pinchas says, simain tata, simain baira oilam. That's the real kanoi. The kanoi isn't about principles. The kanoi isn't about agendas, and I want to show you Rabbeisai. In the Haftorah, years and years later, Pinchas, in the form of Eliyahu, also speaks kanois. He protests. He protests that Klal Yisrael isn't keeping bris. Vayomer, and he says, Kanoi kinesi la Hashem alikei tzvakais ki azvu brisecha. And the Rabbi Yishlam gets angry at him. How dare you talk about Klal Yisrael like that? And we all know, because of that, as an einish or a tikkun, different time we'll explain exactly if it was an einish or a tikkun, he needs to come to every bris, Eliyahu Malach HaBris. What did he say? He was supposed to be a kanoi. That was his shtela, so to speak. He was supposed to be the kanoi. It was his job to be a kanoi. The way we explain tachas asher kine leiloi kov, which is a kiyum, a form of zekeli manveyu. Let's see the wording. The answer might be in the wording of what Eliyahu Zepinchas says. Vayomer kana kinesi l'Hashem elikai. Kana kinesi l'Hashem elikai tzvakais. Do it for Hashem. Oh, I'm not interested. That's not what I want. I didn't want you should do kanoyis for a religion, so to speak. For elikai tzvakais. When you did it the first time, it was tachas ashekina lelikov. You did it because of zekeli vanveyu. You did it from love of Rabbeinu Shloilam and love of Klal Yisrael, Aaron HaKoyen. The kanoi is filled with love. Not chas v'sholem hate, and not chas v'sholem kas. If it's hate, it's not Aaron, it's avodah zarah. If it's kas, it's not Aaron, it's avodah zarah. And if the kanois is not done right, maybe there's a din on him kanoyin pagan bay. Maybe there's also, because then you become a roidif. If the kanois is not done right, Rabbi Yisai, then maybe you have a din of a roidif. I think with this we can explain two more beautiful points about who is the kanoi and what is a kanoi and what is kanois. We spoke in the beginning on the word b'soicham, b'kaneis kinasi. Don't say b'kaneis kinasi, period, but b'kaneis kinasi, b'soicham. So we said b'soicham means he instilled kanois within the Jew, within his heart, to be able to be a kanoi, to be zealous, l'chvayt ha-bayra. The Alshich says a different pshat. The Alshich says b'soicham. You know, a lot of kanoim are, for lack of a better word, they're chicken. All right? What they do is they'll scream and they're behind, right? And play behind the scenes, but they won't come out and state their opinion in front of everyone. Why? Because they're afraid of the backlash. They're afraid of the backlash. Right? they're sneaky and they're afraid, right? So what do? Yeah, okay, well, scream in front of it. You can't catch them, so to speak. It's slippery. They're very slippery. Zat al sheikh nish Pinchas. Pinchas was beside him, knowing that they wanted to kill him. And that's the chiddush of beside him. He did it in front of everybody. He did it amongst everyone, where he put himself in danger. The kanoi can't do it for gain, but he has to be ready to lose everything. That's the kanoi. A kanoi who's thinking of kanois with a gain, or kanois where he won't get any repercussion from it, that's not a kanoi. Rabbi Yishlim says it's a merit gal shech rabbi say. The kanoi is kinasi b'soicham. He believed, and he was ready to be moiser nefesh for it. I've always thought something very interesting. Something that in a person's life, a lot of times, he has to make stands. He has to put his foot down. And you wonder, is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Will I lose more than I gain? And like I said in the beginning of this year, Das Torah, Das Torah, Das Torah. Go ask before you do things. And after you ask, you know what you have to do again? Ask again and be sure and make sure. The Chafetz Chaim was very well accepted and loved. By the end of his life already, he was considered the Chafetz Chaim, famed Chafetz Chaim. He got involved in a machloikis in Vilna. Reb Chaim Oizer, the great giant Reb Chaim Oizer, was trying to become Rav in Vilna. He deserved it, rightfully so. Yet, like every gadol, not always is he accepted b'chayov, and not always the hamoinam, the simpleton in the street, appreciates. And they wanted a different Rav in Vilna, maybe a better speaker, or more younger, I don't know, whatever. Got to read the history of the machloikis of the rabbinate in Vilna. They had voting, but Reb Chaim Oizer lost. The Balabatim in Vilna voted in a different Rav. They used to call him Rav Mitam. Mitam, the government, he was an accepted official, probably a polished Rav. Reb Chaim Oizer was Reb Chaim Oizer, the great giant of Torah, Reb Chaim Oizer. The Chofetz Chaim went to battle for the covet of Reb Chaim Oizer, that they should choose him as the Rav, and he must be nominated as the Rav. And he even went as far as writing articles in the newspapers of Vilna, the Yiddish Blotters of Vilna. Reb Chaim Oizer writes back to the Chofetz Chaim, take caution for your covet. You're going to lose your covet. They're going to say terrible things about you. The simpletons in the street will bash you. You'll lose all the dignity that you a whole life worked to earn, so to speak. It's all going to come crashing down. You're going to lose it all. They're not going to be kind to you. And he tells them. He tells the Chafetz Chaim, they're already talking. Yeah, that the Chafetz Chaim is senile, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm sure if that's what he wrote to the Chafetz Chaim, those are from the better things that was said. I'm sure the nastier stuff, I'm sure he didn't have to write. It wasn't pretty. And the Chafetz Chaim had a lot to lose from his honor, from his prestige. Chafetz Chaim writes back to Reb Chaim Oizer, I am fully aware and I'm fully prepared to give up all my honor in this world for the honor of Kavod HaTorah or Reb Chaim Oizer. I know what I'm doing. Don't think I don't understand what I'm getting myself into. They will degrade me and I will lose my standing of respect. But when I come to Shemayim, I will say, I stood for Kavanat Torah and I gave it all up for Kavanat Torah. That's called Tachas Asher Kinei Lele Kav. Rabbeinu Shloim, Chofetz Chaim loved the Rabbeinu Shloim so much that he was ready to give it all up for the honor of the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Chofetz Chaim was writing the Mishnah Berurah. His son Reb Leib was nifter. It was sudden. It was a tremendous blow to the Chofetz Chaim. He was the Chofetz Chaim's prodigy. He was the Chofetz Chaim's Yad Yeminoi. In the pictures you see, Chofetz Chaim talking in front of the house. Who was he talking to? Talking to Reb Leib, his son. He was the Dayan and Rotten. He must have been a Gadol Shvigdoilim. Chofetz Chaim went into the Beis Medrash and gave a bang on the table. And he said, Rabbeinu Shloilam, my love for my son was great. Now he's not here. So I take all my love that I used to have to share some of it with my son and I give it all to you, Rabbeinu Shloilam. It's an unbelievable strength. It's an unbelievable emunah. And Ahavon Hashem, the loss of the child Reb Leib, which means now there's love which he can't give his son, so he can give undivided love to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And he continues to say, the Satan is trying to stop me from writing the Mishnah Berurah. He thinks if he takes away my son, I won't have the mind, the frame of mind to write and complete the Mishnah Berurah. You should know that I will complete the Mishnah Berurah. Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem is so strong by the Chofetz Chaim that he's ready to give away all his personal for the Rabbeinu Shloilam. V'ahavta Shemekah b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol ma'idecha u'b'chol kvaitcha. Loving the Rabbeinu Shloim means to be able to give up everything. Everything means b'chol levavcha, u'b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol meidecha, and most of all b'chol kivaydecha, to give up your honor for the honor of the Rabbeinu Shloim. That's the kanoi of tachas asher kinei leleikov. That's Pinchas. And if you can't do that, if it's not about you, Hashem's honor, it's about your honor, you think you're going to make it big, or you think you're going to be the person that everybody loves to be around. He's the strong man. He says it as it is. He's geschmack. He stands on the issues. That's not the kanoi. That's not what the Torah tells us Pinchas is. Every kanoi, and every time you want to do kanoyis, it's very important to make sure that you go through the checklist of everything we spoke about in tonight's shir. Is it coming from a good place? Is it l'shem shemayim? Is it l'shem avicha shebishamayim? Is it not l'shem kvoidcha? Is it coming from bad midas? Is it coming from kas? And after all that, you need to work a little bit on the reverse shalom. You got to balance it out with shalom. There's a beautiful Emek Dover, the Netziv. The Netziv says, why did Rabbeinu Shalom give him matana, a schar, a reward, l'chein emar, hini noisim lo'iz brisi shalom? Why shalom? Why is that the reward? So Pashit, it's a schar, it's a reward. Says the Emek Dover, it's something that he needed now. Because every kanoi has midas of quarreling. With kanoyis, if you do it, it might have an effect on your midas, on your inner self, on who you are. You might become a quarreler, a person who loves machlekes. So Rabbi Yishlam says, I'm going to balance it. Hinini noisin lai, his brisi shalai. Every kanoi, maybe with it in his pocket, he should carry some avas chesed, some divrei chizuk on about love, avas Hashem and avas Yisrael and shalom, and then it would balance out the act of the kanois. It would balance out the act of the kanois. It's a very famous Archaim, and this will end. The Archaim speaks about in the parsha of Ir HaNidachas, they did Avodah Zarah, we kill out the entire city. The Torah says, I will, in return, v'richamecha, I'll give you mercy. So Pasha means I'll have mercy on you. Or Chaim says, v'richamecha, I'll give you mercy. Because anyone who kills, it could become part of his nature. You see people go to war, they seem to be nice people, but in war, some bad comes out of it, right? Brings out the bad in every person, war. Brings out the Retzach. So maybe if you kill an entire city, it's going to turn you into a person who has in himself midas of Retzicha, of Achzorius. V'richa mecha, I give you a bracha. I give you a matona. That you will have rachamim. That the opposite. Your kanoyis will be shalom, because your kanoyis must be shalom. Your kanoyis has to come from Aaron, which is oyev shalom, the roid of shalom. And then you did kanoi kines tachas asher kine lelikov vayechaper al b'nei Yisrael kapora. You're doing it for the right reasons, and it has the right results. And if not, that's not kanoyis, and that's not what the Torah expects of us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.